Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast, our live series of in-studio performances, streaming live on Facebook. I'm John Schaefer, and we are really thrilled to welcome back to our studio today the members of the band Monsieur Perrinet, the Colombian group with the French name that plays a kind of dance music that has roots in mid-20th century Europe and in Latin America. Their latest album is called Encanto Tropical. It's brand new, and the band is here in our studio today to play some songs from it. This first one is called Bailar Contigo. Here's Monsieur Perrinet.
Vivo fingiendo un sueño que no sé cuántas. Vivo imaginándote, solo imaginándote. Pero el amor se escapa aunque yo te mienta. Yo estaba buscándote, sola aquí esperándote. Y tú, mirándome sin hablar. Y yo, hablándote sin mirar. Y tú, no sé lo que estás sintiendo. Pero yo me estoy muriendo, no aguanto más. Bailar contigo y perdernos esta noche. Bailar contigo sin que importe nadie más. Bailar contigo en la arena. Tienes la llama que enciende mi alma y nos hace volar. Oh, oh. Hablándote sin mirar. Y tú, ya sé lo que estás sintiendo. Ya sabes que estoy muriendo. No aguanto más. Bailar contigo y perdernos esta noche. Bailar contigo sin que importe nadie más. Bailar contigo en la arena. Tienes la llama que enciende mi alma y nos hace volar.
Yeah.
The song is called Bailar Contigo, Dance With You, and it is from the new album by the band Monsieur Perinet, the album called Encanto Tropical. It brings the Colombian band back to our New York studios. Catalina on lead vocals. It's great to see you again.
It's great to see you, yeah.
And the band's dueling guitarists are Santiago and Nico, although, Santiago, you were playing on that song, the ronroco.
That's it, ronroco.
Which is a South American instrument that's kind of related. Is it related to the charango?
Yeah, it's like the charango, but like one octave lower.
So it's a bigger, lower
like
edition.
Andean instrument. It's like a violin and a cello. It's charango and ronroco,
kind of. Right. And Nico, you were playing the guitar.
Just the guitar.
The horn section actually was a keyboard section for that song. Abstin playing the electric keyboard, Jairo playing our piano, but you'll hear them on trombone and sax respectively. Adinda, as ever, on the bass, and the percussion section with Miguel on everything that's not our drum kit, and Darwin behind our drum kit. So there's a lot to talk about here, Catalina, but the first thing I have to ask you, everybody on our staff watching you get ready to do this session had the same question. Why is she blowing into a balloon and then inhaling the air out of the balloon as well? What is that?
It's an exercise that helps me when I'm really tired and, you know, like this kind of tours that we're doing, promo and traveling and a lot of planes and not sleeping, it's hard to get, you know, like energy for singing. I didn't study music, and for me it's something kind of different, the approach to the music. So I start like taking some lessons, like singing lessons with a teacher in Mexico, and she teaches me this exercise with this balloon, because for singing and for talking and, you know, breathing, you need the diaphragma.
The diaphragm.
Yeah.
Right.
So with the balloon, you are doing like when you go to the gym and you are using like weight to exercise your muscles, it's the same thing with the balloon and the diaphragma, because the pressure of the air is like constantly and the same thing. So it's kind of a metaphor.
It is kind of a metaphor, yeah. Well, you know, when you go to the gym and you lift the weight up, what builds the muscle is then letting the weight down in a controlled way.
Yeah, so that's why you have to, ¿cómo se dice soplar?
Blow.
Yeah, like blow with a power and,
control.
Controlled. Yeah. But then when you let the air like comes in, you have to relax the diaphragma. It's not like, like relaxing. Yeah.
Okay. And the rest of you guys, you just wing it, right? You just get out there and sing. Now, the last time you were here, we talked a little bit about how you guys, especially the guitarists in the band, were inspired by Django Reinhardt, the great gypsy jazz guitarist of the 1930s and 40s. But the sound of the band now has widened, and it seems like you guys really are like a dance band, like the way those great old danzón bands from Cuba were in the middle of the 20th century. Is that a kind of an influence on this group as well now?
Yeah, well, it has always been like dance music or tropical music from Caribbean has been always a reference or an influence for us. And because of also the format in which we play, like the trombones, the horn section, and a lot of dancing choreography, so we have turned not only into a jazz or gypsy jazz band, but like a party band. And because we have the elements to do it. So in this album, we have explored that much more.
Right. Now, this album was produced by
Eduardo Cabra again,
who is better known as Visitante.
Yes.
From the Puerto Rican band Calle 13.
That's it.
And he produced the last record as well, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So what does he bring that you guys find so useful and interesting that you keep working with him?
I think, first of all, we had built a really nice relationship with him. So making music with somebody that feels familiar, it's amazing because you're relaxed and you have trust in yourself and you know how he's gonna conduce all the process, and he has bright ideas. He's an amazing musician, an mm-hmm. amazing interpreter.
Yeah.
And also he has a great creative mind. So it's really nice to make music with him. He also thinks, as we do, that Latin American music has to be diverse and has to take you in a journey, you know, through our cultures. So I think in that way we learn how to build a really nice way to create.
Yeah. And it's interesting that as Latin music has become more diverse, it's become more popular among a non-Latino crowd as well, because, you know, we've seen bands like Bomba Estéreo and many other Latin ensembles, you know, Café Tacuba, who are just wonderful bands, and they come in here and they play, and we get thousands of people, you know, watching the Facebook page, and people are really interested in this music, and it's no longer... It's too bad that they still have all the Latin Grammys separate from the regular Grammys,
yeah,
I think.
That's true.
But
thank you for saying.
Yeah. But this album certainly sounds great, and working with Eduardo it seems to work for you guys.
Absolutely.
So the album has your roots in it, but it also has a modern sound.
Yeah. We try to evolve what we did before always, like in this case, in this album, we tried to do like a hybrid sound with organic and acoustic stuff we always played, but also trying to, for example, use modern things like the synthesizer or samples or textures.
Right.
And yeah.
And so you are going to put down the Ronroco and pick up the electric guitar for this next song, which is called Veneno. That means poison.
Poison.
Okay. All right, let's have a little drop of poison here in the studio from the band Monsieur Perinet. It's a song from their latest album called Encanto Tropical.
Lord.
pensar que solo ruego que no quiero lastimarte. Y puede ser letal. Un vicio fatal. No te acerques, te lo ruego que no quiero lastimarte. Porque tengo en los dientes veneno y voy a morderte el cuello hasta llegar al fondo de tus pensamientos, porque llevo dentro un vicio fatal. Porque tengo en los dientes.
That is the band Monsieur Perrinet, the Colombian band with the odd French name, and a great new album in tow called Encanto Tropical. That song is on it. Veneno, poison. For a song that has such a forbidding title, it's this poison sounds like a lot of fun. What kind of dancing do people do to these songs? Do you see a lot of salsa dancing and stuff to a tune
no,
like that?
No, not salsa, but I think it's more like an improv, you know?
Freestyle.
Yeah, freestyle. You have to dance and bring a lot of things, like African movements and jazzy movements and, you know, like different kinds.
Well, just as you guys bring all these different things to the band. Now, Santiago, do you and Nico still do a lot of kind of gypsy jazz? I mean, is that sound still a big part of when you sit down to write songs?
Well, at least we use this guitar, which is like the Selmer McAferry guitar from Django. It's always present, this sound. Sometimes like some chords and the vibe of the La Pompe, which is the rhythm in this type of music, is we use it, we try to use it, but we also try not to stick to this, because if we do this, we're going to do always the same song or the same song. So we try always, like, to, in every record, try to do a different thing.
Yeah. It was funny watching you, Catalina, halfway through the song, you did this thing where you cup your hands around the microphone, and I mean, it's a simple way to go back to 1947, or you know, you just sound suddenly like you were recording or singing, you know, 60-70 years ago. But that sound, you know, that's intentional, all right? You're calling back, that's the great age of ballroom dancing and stuff.
Yeah, and in Colombia, also, we had this amazing composer and musician that brought this
format,
style to the cumbia, and the sound was also very popular in Colombia, in Colombian people from 60s, you know, everybody was dancing, 70s, this kind of music, more like from the ballrooms and
and now cumbia rhythms are all over the place. You know, it's become a very popular rhythm. I mean, it was, you know, back in the 70s, there was the psychedelic cumbia, the chicha music in Peru. And I mean, it's like you were saying before, Catalina, you want to have a diverse sound. So you've got Andean flutes on one track. I think it's Tarde.
Yeah.
Has the Andean flute. And then these big orchestral strings. And they sound like real strings, not samples.
They are real strings.
Wow.
They were recorded by musicians from the symphonic orchestra in Bogota.
In Bogota.
Yeah.
All right. The band is Monsieur Perrinet. The album is called Encanto Tropical. The next song is the title track. Now, that title it means like a tropical charm or enchantment. So this is kind of a tribute to
Our roots.
Yeah.
To our families and our landscapes, you know. We are very proud to be born in such a beautiful place called the tropics, Colombia, and and Latin America is well known in the world because of this spirit that people brings and share to the world. So we think as musicians and as creators that Latin music is not just what is now played everywhere, because the sound of Latin America is so deep and so huge, you know. Mm-hmm. And so we try to give to our audience the chance to feel this journey, you know, from mm-hmm. different moods, different weathers, and sounds.
And the band giving you a wonderful atmosphere to tell us that. Yeah. Let's hear the song. It's the title track from the album Encanto Tropical.
Tropical,
dulce misterio que me atrapa, ay, ay, ay.
En
Y es así que recuerdo. Mi paisaje ideal. Y aunque me vaya lejos, no me pienso olvidar de la verde montaña, de la flor y el palmar, porque llevo en el alma encanto tropical.
Encanto tropical. Encanto tropical. Encanto tropical.
Well, that was different. Monsieur Perrinet with the title track of their new album called Encanto Tropical, Tropical Enchantment. Boy, you know, if this music thing doesn't work out, you guys could make a living doing sound effects for nature shows or something. People are going to think, people who are not watching us on Facebook are going to think you were using samples for all that stuff. And it was all done live here in the studio with
We have our own parrot.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a pigeon.
Yeah. But Adinda's cawing or croaking or whatever that was over in the corner there, that was a lot of fun. It's a great record. It sounds terrific, and what a pleasure to hear these songs played live in the studio today. We've had Monsieur Perrinet with us once again here in the Soundcheck studio. Thank you, gracias. And,
thank you for inviting us again.
Thank you a lot.
Good to see you.
It's a pleasure.
This is Soundcheck.
Vamos respirando el verde del monte. Vamos recogiendo guayabas y flores. Vamos extrañando nuestros cuerpos tibios. Vamos recordando todo lo vivido en un solo canto, un solo latido, en un solo beso.
That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Hear other Soundcheck podcasts and see other videos online at newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. Our video producer is Justin Sergi. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.